despite the length of the movie. A lot of people sat and watched Avatar, didn't they, Dean?
Yeah, not a surprise that it's the number one movie. Actually, industry experts, as they are called, were expecting it to make more than its $134 million take here in the U.S. They were estimating that it would come in around $150, $160. So a little bit shy of that. It is 3 hours and 13 minutes long. So the movie can't play as many times per day in theaters. So, you know, that's a part of why it is like that. Wound up being the fourth biggest movie opening of the year, behind Top Gun Maverick, Black Panther Wakanda Forever, and Doctor Strange in the Multiverse of Madness. Overall, international money, everything, $435 million total box office. Not so bad for, you know, but if I'm going to take 13 years, how much money will I make in 13 years that it took to make this movie? $435 million. Not
yeah,
so bad.
Pays off. Yeah. And you interviewed some of the cast members, didn't you?
Yeah, I talked to, you know, if you've seen the movie, you know that this movie is very family focused. It's about the Avatar family. The kids that, those crazy kids with their blue tails getting in trouble. I talked with four of the kids, and what I had asked them was about spending so much time in the water.
Did you feel completely waterlogged by the end of the shoot? I mean, how much of your day were you all in water?
I did a lot of my scenes in the water because playing Sadea, part of the Medkayina clan, the new ocean tribes that you'll meet in Avatar The Way of Water, most of my scenes either were near water or I was in the water or diving. And because we were safe and we're working with world-renowned freedivers and coaches, we had John Garvin, Kirk Croc, and because of that,
craft,
we always felt supported and safe on set. In order to freedive, you have to be calm.
Yeah, she is Bailey Bass. He plays Tisreya in the movie. She's kind of like the teenage girl avatar with the blue tail.
Of course she is.
So popular with the kids now.
Tom Cruise is at it again, isn't he?
Oh, my gosh. If you thought he was nutsy for jumping on Oprah's couch, he's outdone himself for this one. He was he wanted to promote a new project that he's got coming up. The new Mission Impossible movie doesn't even come out until like next summer or something like that. But he wanted to promote that. He wanted to promote that Top Gun Maverick, biggest movie of the year, is going to be coming to Paramount Plus, the streaming service, this coming Thursday. So how do you do that? You free fall out of an airplane. So he's standing on the wing talking with the director of Mission Impossible and saying, you know, I just want to thank everybody for coming out to the theaters and seeing my movie and blah, blah, blah. And, oh, I got to get this scene done. And he lets go and just does a big free fall.
How do they let him do that, given the insurance issues?
It's got to be through the roof. The insurance has got to be through the roof. He sort of insists on doing his own stunts all the time. He likes doing it. He trains like crazy, so he feels like he knows what he's doing. And it's a crazy video. It's on YouTube if you want to see it, but did get me thinking, next time we want to promote the Bob Surratt Morning Show.
Oh, sure.
We get one of those planes right over North Avenue Beach.
And you, yeah, and I'll be on the beach eating a hot dog, pointing up at the sky at it.
Marianne will be in the plane trying to pry your fingers off.
She would be in the plane. There's still a lot of interest in E.T., isn't there?
Yeah, this is amazing. When they made E.T. in 1982... Steven Spielberg, you know, didn't have the fancy electronic technology that they have now to create virtually anything. So they created a model that had 85 moving parts on it, and they did it sort of like motion capture with, when they were filming scenes where E.T. moved. That actual model now has been sold at auction, and over the weekend went for $2.5 million dollars.
Wow.
You can buy a lot of Reese's peanut butter pieces with
$2.5 million.
But isn't that amazing that they're, you know, obviously are fanatics for this movie who have to have a piece of the history of this motion picture.
Yeah, it just never ends with that. Dean, what's the latest on the health of Sharon Osbourne?
She was rushed to the hospital this past Friday in Los Angeles. They never did disclose the reason for her being taken to the hospital. They would only announce that it was a medical emergency. Her son, Jack Osbourne, posted on Instagram that she's fine. She got the okay from the doctor. She was released the next day. She's back home and she's doing fine. She was, whatever it was that happened, happened while she was filming his TV special, Jack Osbourne's Night of Terror in California. He said he's not going to have any comment on what happened to her. He's going to leave it up to her if she decides to share what happened to her.
Is Billy Joel okay? Why did he cancel his New York concert?
Billy Joel canceled his Madison Square Garden performance that was supposed to take place there tonight, actually. He does a monthly residency at Madison Square Garden and canceled it because of a viral infection. Both on Twitter and Instagram, he wrote that he's under doctor's orders to rest his voice, so the next Madison Square Garden show for him, scheduled to be January the 13th. The one from last night's been rescheduled for next June, but he's also supposed to be hitting the road doing some shows with Stevie Nicks in the near future, so hopefully we'll get those few little throat problems resolved.
And now we get to what I've been waiting for all morning, Elton Johnica. What is this?
This is a six-man, all-Jewish a cappella group. Every year they do a new Hanukkah song that spoofs other musical genres. They've done a Hanukkah version of West Side Story, medley of West Side Story songs. They've done Hanukkah Bohemian Rhapsody. They've done Hanukkah Hamilton the Musical. And this year they decided to do a medley of Elton John songs for Hanukkah that they call, this group, by the way, is called 613. 613 is the a cappella group, and what they call Elton Johnica.
Two's already, donuts with jelly. Latkes in the pan. Chanukiah, we love to see ya. Tiny dreidels in our hands.
All right, is the light playing that one too?
You know what they should be if they're not. Not playing all Hanukkah songs. But I love the oh, here, but turn the volume up a little on this.
Celebrate the festival of light. Commemorate the miracle of oil. Oh, yes, God, I'm a Laka man.
The Laka man. The Laka man.
All right, that's not
you
bad.
You can hear the whole version of this. They have tons of videos on YouTube. They have eight different albums. This group has been together since 2003. Very talented and really, really clever and funny. Again, the group is called 613. Elton Johnica for your first day of Hanukkah today.
I saw Saturday Night Live. Could Austin Butler be any cuter, more engaging? His personality just comes through. You interviewed him, and didn't you get the sense that he's the real deal?
He is the nicest guy. We did a sit-down one-on-one with him one day at Graceland last spring, and then the next day there was, you know, like a big event at a theater or someplace like that. And, you know, he came up and said hello and just was a super friendly kid. And I think you saw that on Saturday Night Live. Very talented. In his opening monologue, he talked about how meaningful it was for him to be hosting Saturday Night Live because as a kid, he used to watch every week with his mom, who has since passed away. So was very emotional. He actually kind of broke up a little bit while he was talking about his mom and how meaningful it was for him to be doing the hosting job. But he did a good job. But just a few hours before the show went on the air, they made the announcement that Cecily Strong would be leaving the show after 10 years, something like that, originally from Springfield. Grew up in Oak Park, was an alum of Second City, deep Chicago roots. I think one of the best on Saturday Night Live in a long time, but now she joins Kate McKinnon, A.D. Bryant, Pete Davidson, quite a few that actually have left this year. On the Weekend Update feature, she said her goodbye in her Kathy Ann character.
I had a lot of fun here, and I feel really lucky that I got to have so many of the best moments of my life in this place with these people that I love so much.
But I have a blue Christmas.
This was nice, too, at the end with the cast and Austin Butler, wasn't it?
Yeah, Austin Butler started off singing It'll Be a Blue Christmas Without You to her. She did a duet with him for a little while, but then the rest of the cast came on stage and they all sang together and, you know, big hugs and, you know, all like that.
She, Cecily Strong was at I.O. as well, wasn't she? The Improv Olympics. I think she was like a co-check girl there at first.
She was. Well, I mean, they all have been, you know, waitresses there.
Yeah.
They've all done a million things just for the opportunity to have been on stage at Improv Olympic. She's got deep, deep Chicago roots, and she's going to go on to do really huge things. She's been in a couple of movies, but I wouldn't be surprised to see her get her own movie now, you know, and just shine like so many of the rest of them have.
And I hope that Austin Butler guy remains unaffected. I hope the next time you interview him, he doesn't say, Dean, here are the ground rules. I'm not talking about this. Keep it to 3 minutes and let's get done with this thing.
Right. Give me the Mel Gibson treatment. when we sit down. No, I don't think so.
I hope not.
He just seemed like, you know, really... really nice kid. Wouldn't be the first one that switched over.
Let's hope not.
But let's hope that he does not, right?
Talk to you tomorrow. Thank you.